You're right here on CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal, and this is your boy Prince Rara, the one and only Rara in the building, and you're listening to me on Know the Culture. My God, today, it's the end of the year 2020. It's done and dusted, over and out, and what the heck? 2021 is on the horizon. I don't know if it's gonna be good or bad, but hey, I'm a bit worried, to be honest. I mean, I don't know. I'm not taking no damn vaccine. I'm sorry. I'm not taking that. I don't know what they put in that thing. Let me tell you, I don't know if it's gonna make people impotent and all this stuff like that. Don't worry. I've seen Handmaid's Tale and Children of Man. Anyway, so this is my last show for the year, and I'll be back with you guys on CJLO's Know the Culture on the 6th of January, 2021. God willing. Now, this week, I'm not going to try and talk you guys too damn much. Like, I'm sure you tired of my voice. You want to get to the beats. You want to hear the beats. Well, I'm going to get right into them real soon. But just a few things I have to cover. Yes, I have a guest, though, that will be coming later on today. And he's from Hydrophonic Records. He's a trap soul artist hailing from the MTL. He's a rapper, singer, author, and more. Baby, when I tell you. And we're going to get into these beats. These beats. Okay, something just totally random, but it really interests me because I read a lot of stuff, like, you know, African proverbs, and I don't read a whole lot of stuff, so let me just take that back. But I read, you know, African proverbs, just like, you know, some African news. Sometimes I get into a bit of that, and I follow Africa X5, and, you know, all the little bits and pieces that come out of Africa, and talk about the neocolonialism and all that kind of jazz. Just something that I thought of, and I always think about that. I think about, like, what are the reasons that Africa fell to foreign invasion, and I always wonder, because back in the day, like, there was no Pan-African identity that we could hold or connect us together at that time, at that point in time. Like, the continent of Africa is so extremely diverse, and it's the colonizers began tearing the whole damn thing up, and became more diverse when interbreeding happened with the local people, and also other like indentured slaves and stuff were brought over to the southern African region. If you didn't know, the continent of Africa has between 1,500 to 2,000 different languages and over 3,000 different ethnic groups. So in saying that, within these different ethnic groups, there's different cultures and complexions, and obviously the different regions. So then I thought to myself, okay, how do we expect all of us to identify with one another? Like, how do we work with that? How do we, you know, when we're coming through so many controversies and so many things in our lives, if, you know, we tend to keep to our own, we can't tend to, like, look after ourselves. So I was wondering, okay, how do we expect each other to identify with one another when we've got so many differences about us? And that could be a key reason to why Africa had fallen all those many years ago. Now, before I'm going to get into some of that music that I keep going on about, I just want to give a big freaking shout out and wrap this whole entire year up. I just want to say thank you to all my guests and those whom I used the talent for my show. A big shout out to Josh, the team at Hydrophonic Records, for your inspiration and giving me a good chance. Big up to LTs and David Campana. Sending huge thanks to Guillaume for creating the Know the Culture logo. That logo is the face at the core of my show, and for whatever other future endeavors the Lord has got for his child. Hey! Because the Lord has got, this is his will, this is his will. A big thank you to Pauline as well for her voice, radio ID sound bites. man, that created like a whole spin on the brand, like for the radio show. Her voice is so sick, and huge shout out to her. And also a big shout out to Fauna, my friend, who I love her music, and she was so keen to come on, like when I asked her, and she was the first person that came on my show. And oh man, I'm just wowed at her response, and I'm so thankful. And also thank you to Nate and Pez for recording that skit for my show for the funding drive. It was so fun. I just literally wrote the script and I was like, okay, here, do something quick. I need something, and you're gonna do it for me. And I just want to say a huge thank you. They pulled it off. It was so awesome. And also a massive thank you to On A Roll Records, Kyle, CB43 Media. Thank you guys so much. It was so awesome. Like, baby, when I tell you, more is coming. More is coming. Hey, for your baby boy Prince Rara in 2021. Hey, Hunter Chow, just wait. I met up with On A Roll Records and I visited their studios. Hey, the piranhas, the everything. It was like a labyrinth down there. It was so awesome. And I'm excited for 2021. Let me just tell you that, my God, today. And a big shout out to Grass as well. And thank you for him being so patient with me. And also, you guys can go watch his visual that I spoke about on my show a few weeks back, for A Whole Lot of Love, featuring Justine Jeremani. And Justine as well, a big shout out to her too. I met her, she's really awesome. And that's out now on YouTube and all other major streaming platforms. And many thanks to CJLO, the entire crew, from the Ruta Tuta Tuta. Thank you, Jessica, Francella, Calvin, and also, and or especially, Allison. I am so grateful and so thank you so much. Honestly, so much. All that that you guys have done, like your funding drive, and then also the Vote Yes campaign for the new students that have come to Concordia. And major shout out to Concordia as well. Thank you guys so much for this opportunity. So you please go and follow CJLO as well. They my guys. And and there's so many different types of shows here on CJLO. It's awesome. Also, I want to say a major thank you to everyone that listens to the show. Like, I see you guys message me in my DMs and I appreciate it so much. I'm so wowed at the response. Like, I'm so grateful and thankful that you guys message me and then let me know how I'm going and stuff like that, because it's a lot of work. Like, it may just seem, oh, he's only doing it for an hour. Yeah, well, there's a lot in preparation that I have to do. I gotta do the damn editing, sound editing, DJing, the damn writing of these scripts, child, and then setting up this, setting up that, blah blah, do up pop. There's so much I gotta do, and it's just for 1 hour, and I still got a full-time job. Yeah, how about that? Now anyway, I just want to say a major thank you to my friends and my cousins from around the world as well, because I know you guys listen to me and you guys always say, hey man, ooh, that song was nice, hey, oh, when's your show coming, hey Kazi, so I know you guys are there listening, and it's so nice that you guys are from different time zones, but I know you guys are listening, and I'm so happy and so grateful that you guys have been there to share this with me. I'm so thankful. And a major thank you, always a damn major thank you, but you know what I'm trying to say. And a thank you to my bestie Zaps. You listen to me every damn week, and I'm so grateful, so thankful that you're listening. You've been really good to me, so I really appreciate that. And my cousin Woodley, hey, my cousin, he's listening too every time. I know he's in the kitchen boiling eggs and listening to his cousin on radio. And Nate and Pez, you guys are always listening, always listening, and I appreciate that. Pez is at work feeding baby, and he's listening. And Nate, touching cats, and he's happy doing his thing and listening to the show. And he listens to all other shows on CJLO. And my Jupiter Little Whoop Poop. She's always listening down there in Melbourne and she's loving it. And also Melissa's also listening too. I know my girl from London, and I know she's there, and she's here in Montreal, but she's listening at work and all that kind of stuff like that. And always coming through. She my hype man. And guys, thank you so much for listening to the show and, you know, being a part of it. I appreciate it so much. I see the likes and the listens on SoundCloud and all that kind of jazz like that. Thank you so much. It's awesome. Big thank you for all of that. And thank you to my God in heaven. Yes, God, come through. Oh, blessing the work of my hands. Yes, my Lord today. And also, I have to give you guys a happy and safe festive season. Please also keep your social distancing and wear your mask and wash your hands, and don't be opening the door and then not washing your hands and then touching your face and all that stuff. But not closing your coughing out there in the open. You're not closing your mouth and all that kind of jazz. Hey, come on, man. You are right here on CJLO 1690 AM. It's your baby boy Prince Rara in the building, and you are listening to Know the Culture.
Look at that. Good. You can smoke it if you want, paper planes for you. In the back with 40 kid, I'm getting crazy views. Not talking about a six, but you a six man. You the six man, and you can tell I'm getting rich, damn. Yeah, you need a wristband just to check my set list. I've been acting reckless, baby, could it rest less? Redhead, tell me that I'm daddy. Hit pose on my bitch, and know I'm not a caddy. Rose gold on my tissue, like it when I'm smiling. Take you in the trip if I got the foreign on what the top while I'm riding. Redhead in a red fit. She's skirting, so you know I keep a pack lips. Keep a smile, keep a grin, grinding hard. If I win, I'ma study you a bench. You don't want it.
What kind of things that you have? When I find out, don't expect me to stop. I'll come for the pleas that you stack and come for the food that you block. Better hand over the bags. Your boys don't want to see you shot. If I kick down the door to your flat, damn, no, I'm there right now, to the spot. Clear all the things in the house. Clear all the things in the fridge. Smash all your plates on the rack. Take the mattress and search for the cash. Make my look down a barrel for mash. Just don't want to like off a couple of splash. It's too late to lock up the latch. I can smell the crow, just pull out the batch.
I'm not here to watch and relax and drink your wine here, just pull out the bags.
Half the bunch of guys, guys trying to hear me, I don't look back. Patch my straight in his eyes, they flew me out of the sky, that bar. Now I have to go blind, that boy they are straight till the night. Not bad, your mug don't think you're a guy. But that's that man, you won't be alright. Catch man on the full blind, he's kind. Run man down on the cross of a knife. Watch any friends, they first start sack from afar. Run off the mind, let me go for his life. Blood pouring up on chains of the night. He's back dead in the throat overnight. I'm sick when I dream of things that advice. When you know I'm at the all-star pass. Don't wanna see my driving his car. I'm behind tins for the leg in the car. I jumped out the car, put the leg to his car. I said get out of the car. I said this ain't a part. I still do.
Mas acordou que rajada na minha playstation. Acha pra mim que tu é faixa preta. Bota pra sofrer no teu puro infantil. Só tá lá dentro, não, pra não comigo. Me acha que tá sentando e toca o babacão. E pega de lá de pino, tirando minha choque. De baixo pra cima, que é a bato boy. Eu borrando gostoso, que eu sei que tu gosta. Mas na melhor, desce, bota, bota, oh, oh. Na melhor, desce, bota, bota, oh, oh. Dá mais um desce, me bota, bota, oh. Dá mais um desce, me bota, bota, oh.
You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal, and this is Know the Culture with Prince Ra-Ra.